With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. More crews are arriving at the 2,000-acre Deep Creek fire southeast of Helena. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports officials are also setting up a closure zone to keep people away from the blaze.
More than 160 people are now fighting the fire between Townsend and White Sulphur Springs, says U.S. Forest Service spokesperson Kathy Bushnell. That's more than double the previous reported figure. To give crews room to work, Bushnell says officials are setting up a closure area from the Skidway campground near Highway 12 north to the Gypsy Lake area near the Thompson Guard Station. After severe fire conditions Tuesday, Bushnell says Wednesday's milder weather aided crews. She says the fires spread through national forest land in the South Big Belt Mountains still presents challenges, though.
It's in steep terrain, and it's very densely populated with trees and dead trees.
Bushnell says structures were lost to the fire, though she didn't have further details. The Deep Creek fire remains completely uncontained after a Tuesday spot fire allowed it to jump Highway 12, which remains closed between Townsend and White Sulphur Springs. A helicopter from the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation also crash-landed near the fire Tuesday afternoon amid high winds. DNRC spokesperson Paige Cohn says all five crew members escaped the wreckage safely. She says DNRC is reviewing the accident's cause and whether the chopper is a total loss. Cohn says the crash shouldn't affect DNRC's firefighting capacity.
We believe that we are still capable of initial attack and suppressing fires across the state.
A Type 1 incident management team reserved for complex fires is expected to take control of the scene at Deep Creek Canyon on Thursday. Evacuations remain in effect at the Grassy Mountain Subdivision and Springdale Colony of Hutterites. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Crooked Creek Fire is burning 4,500 acres east of Bridger in the Pryor Mountains. The fire is located along the Carbon County and Bighorn County border, adjacent to the Crow Reservation. The Carbon County Sheriff's Department has issued a pre-evacuation notice for the Sage Creek area for residents to be ready to go if needed. Dangerous record-busting heat is spreading across the U.S. Southwest and into parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming. It's caused by a dome of high pressure that's hovering over a large swath of the region, pushing temperatures into the triple digits this week and intensifying the risk for wildfires amid a long-running drought. The Robertson Draw Fire, burning south of Red Lodge, saw significant growth yesterday and is now estimated at about 21,000 acres. 450 homes are reported under evacuation order that stretches south of Highway 308 from Red Lodge to Highway 72 and west of Highway 72 to the Wyoming border, excluding the towns of Bear Creek and Belfry. Fire Information Officer Billy Chapman this afternoon said he can't confirm any losses or damages. Watching from Red Lodge, Chapman said the fire burned extremely actively yesterday, driven by very windy, changing conditions, and embers igniting new spot fires.
It was pretty scary. Mountain Reese is very visible from downtown, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the pictures, but it was a really intense fire, you know, really high flames, absolutely torching the trees. It was intense for a few minutes.
Extreme fire behavior yesterday made fighting the fire safely on the ground nearly impossible. Chapman says air resources were grounded for a few hours yesterday due to high winds, preventing retardant and water drops. Today, cooler temperatures, higher relative humidity, and significantly less wind have helped crews make progress placing dozer lines and securing the fire's edge.
It's pushing itself back onto where it already burns. I'm looking at Mount Marias right now, and it's definitely more typical fire behavior. It's just slowly burning back up the mountain, and, last night it was making a big run down the mountain, which is unusual. So this is good to see.
A Type 2 incident management team was in brief this morning to assume command of the Robertson Draw Fire as additional resources arrive, including air tankers, hand crews, and engines. Fire managers will hold a public meeting tonight at 7 at the Red Lodge High School gym. The meeting will also be live-streamed on the Custer-Gallatin National Forest's Facebook page. I'm Aiden Morton. You're listening to MTPR.